Yeah, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you so much for this man of God. I just want to pray that what he has to bring today will just touch the hearts of everyone here. I just want to pray that you would just give us insight into what you really have for us, Lord, through Dave. And yeah, just bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to be here. My brothers and sisters. Running the race together. Coming to worship Jesus together. Set each other on fire. And encourage each other. I'd like to say that hopefully I'll encourage you this morning. In Hebrews, we're called to encourage one another daily. To encourage. To put courage into one another. Let's put courage into one another. That's what we need to do on a daily basis, because life's quite hard sometimes. We're called to be a community of courage givers. Because what we're called to is impossible. We're called to do something that's absolutely impossible. Do you know we're living in the most amazing time in the whole of human history? Do you know that? We're living in the most amazing time in the entire spectrum of human history. Oh, what it means to be alive in these days. My name is Dave Jones, by the way. I help lead River Church and I lead the youth group. And I'm friends with Jesus. That's my introduction. If zero AD is here, and if 2009 is over here, did you know that according to the United Nations, the human population, let's say it's down here, and it'd be cool if I could, I can't draw it, but let's just say it goes like this. It rises very, very little at all throughout the decades. I think it's probably because of like the lack of healthcare and stuff like that. It rises, but it's minuscule how much it rises. And something happens in 1900, and it starts to go like this. And today, 2000 odd, it is off the charts. It's like up there. And if you go back to the early church, the amount of miracles that were taking place on the planet was, the population is down here, let's say it is here. It goes along, and at 300 AD, it drops, and the institutionalization of the church, it stops being kind of this radical, organic expression of people getting together and being led completely by the Holy Spirit, and it drops, and it's pretty much non-existent. And there's little rises, which were deemed as heretical by the church, and they were persecuted. And every single century, it rose, it dipped. It rose, it dipped. It rose, it dipped. There was always the pure stream. And something happened in 1900 as well, where it rises again. And today, it's off the charts. On a global scale. On a global scale. Back in 1900, they got critics of like kind of Pentecostalism. Actually, Pentecostalism wasn't around there. Critics of like the move of the Spirit would be like, well, actually, it's not as good as in Jesus' day because, you know, where are the dead raisings? Whereas now, dead raisings are just like a commonplace. Heidi Baker out in Mozambique, they see a dead person raised every month. We are living in the most phenomenal time in human history. It's off the charts. God is doing something which is like far beyond our comprehension. So as we kind of sit and we kind of have a little worship time in this room with like a lot of kind of randoms in Marlow, we have a little, you know, we worship and we kind of sing songs about God. It's like, do we actually realize, number one, what we're taking part in, what we're called to do and who we actually are? You know, the days of let's go to church and have a little sing-song, let's do life as normal, they are over. It's just a waste of time. It really is. It is a waste of flipping time. I'm bored. But I'm also excited. I'm so excited. Because God is raising up a generation, young and old, of people with fire in their eyes who want to see something. Who want to see something. They want to see Bible truths lived out in this time. He saves the best wine till last. It's prophesied that the former and the latter rains will be poured out together. That's the latter rains of the Spirit, the latter rains of the Spirit and the former rains of the Spirit. That's the Old Testament stuff, New Testament stuff. That combined is going to be poured out in the last days. Stuff far beyond our comprehension. He wants to do something in this time, in this hour, which is greater than anything the world has ever seen. And he just wants to use ordinary people. Just people whose hearts are yielded to him. Can I advertise something? I'd like to advertise something, please. You know what? So on a global level, we may not see it, you know, in Marlow at this time, but God has taking South America, he's taking China, he's taking India, he's taking Africa, he's taking North America, he's coming for the UK. He is coming for the UK. And he's looking for those who just, they want to be, those who want to be authentic disciples. Who read what it means to be a disciple and they actually apply it to their lives. You want to be my disciple? Die. You want to be my disciple? Give up everything. Make me your number one pursuit above everything. Father God, we're just going to give you this time. We just say that we love you so much. We just love you. We thank you for your love. We just thank you that, we thank you that you just want to build a happy church. You're a happy builder. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. It's the kindness of yourself that leads to repentance. That joy is what you want us to live in. Amongst all the stuff that is going on in our lives, you want us to live in abundant joy, overflowing. You say in John 15, I have told you that all these things so that your joy may be made complete. He's looking for the happy ones. For those who just really believe what the Bible says, who can kind of wrestle and accept kind of the tensions and the weirdness of it. We're seated in heavenly places right now. We are seated in heavenly places like right now. Do we believe the Bible? How does that work? It's a tension, isn't there? There's two realities going on. I'm here, I'm in this room, but I'm seated in heaven. Shakaraba. What am I going to talk about this morning? Okay. Forgive me if I tell some of the same stories, because I realize I came here not too long ago and preached, and I've kind of gone to different places, and I realized that, like, I sometimes end up saying the same stuff over and over again. So, sorry about that. I just want to also say that, it doesn't matter if you're young or old. Last week I was reading about the Hebridean revival. Put your hand up if you ever, you know anything about the revival in the Hebrides. Good. You guys. It was, birthed by two lovely little ladies, one of the age of 84, who was blind, basically. Her name was Peggy Smith, and her sister, age 82, was doubled over with arthritis. And they basically prayed in the Hebridean revival. Doesn't matter if you're young or old. When I just got back from Albania, I don't know, like, kind of how much you've heard from it, but in one of the services, I took all the little kids out, as in under age 10, and we just sat down, And we said, look, you know, you guys can be used by Jesus. He just loves you so much, and he loves the adults, and you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, and he loves to heal. So we sat in a circle, we held hands, and we just prayed to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and they kind of prayed in Albanian to be filled with the Holy Spirit, because I had like some translated children as well, which is interesting. And then we went downstairs, and we laid hands on the adults who were standing up to be healed. And there was one guy who'd had a brain hemorrhage and was paralyzed down one side, and he couldn't move his arm at all, even with his mum's help. He couldn't lift it. And we got the little kids, come here, put your hands on him. And it's just so sweet seeing their little hands and them just closing their eyes and going, please, Jesus, you know, please heal this person in Albania or whatever. And dude, he could full on lift his arm, his paralyzed arm, right above his head afterwards. It was a strength download from heaven. How cool is that? Yay! Woo, 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 woo! We love you, Jesus. You're the healer. You're the restorer. You're the one who makes all things new and all things good. We claim that for our lives. And also, it doesn't matter if you're a new Christian or if you're an experienced Christian. God can use you. I was going to try and get a clip this morning of this thing called the God Squad, which is these guys I know one of the guys, and that's how I found out about it. But I'll get them to put a link on the Marlow section of the website to it. And they basically filmed this kind of, they film in this kind of cool documentary, which they tried to get onto MTV, which is they just go out and it's like, hey, it's the God Squad. And they go out into the kind of the downtown, cities in the States, at night and in the day actually. And they just pray for the sick and just minister the power of God on camera. And it's like, cool, man, isn't this cool? And this guy's just like got a blind eye healed and stuff like that. And it's really cool. And then what they were doing on the God Squad is they'd be like, they'd go to people with cafes and they'd pray for this guy and they'd get healed. And then they'd get the non-Christian guy who'd just been healed to pray for his friend. They were, you pray for his friend and he'd get healed. And it would just go from one to the other. So I just want to say to you, like, basically there's no excuse. He just wants to use you. He just wants to use you to do things that you thought you were never capable of. Things beyond your wildest dreams. Question is, do we want to be used? I just want to say, I read something interesting the other day, which isn't necessarily kind of part of my talk, but I just want to say it. Because I liked it. You know that really famous bit in Luke 4, where Jesus basically gives his mandate, which is now, that is kind of transitioned to us, it's our mandate, and he goes, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And then he shuts the Bible, or he closes the scroll, but it's quite interesting because he's quoting from Isaiah, and okay, basically, the next verse, does anyone have the next verse? In Isaiah. Basically, it goes, it's Isaiah 61, I'll go to it, and to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance for our God. And Jesus never read that bit. Isn't that cool? That Jesus comes along and he goes, I'm called to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and for heaven to invade earth. And then the bit where it said, and the day of vengeance of our God, he closes it then and he decides not to read it. Isn't that funny? I just think that's wonderful. Put your hand up if you think that's wonderful. Jesus, we like the fact that you read it that way. Thank you. Okay, my word for this congregation this morning is, as I was praying last night, it is, arise, shine, you warrior bride. Those that have ears to hear, let them hear. Arise, shine, you warrior bride. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Those of you who've been hanging out in the shadows, who have been sitting on their sofas for too long, who have been putting a little lamp over their light, I prophesy to you now, arise, shine, you warrior bride. Man, God loves us so much, doesn't he? We just need to fix our eyes on him. He says, don't fear, little sheep. I know it's a recession. I know stuff can go hard with work and the disappointments, and that family stuff can be hard, and that, you know, we don't have unanswered prayer. But don't fear, my little sheep. You're my kids. I love you. I'm God. You're not. Don't fear. Keep pushing in. Keep knocking. Keep putting courage into one another. Keep renewing your minds. Think like me. Fill yourselves on truth. Read this book. It's full of promises that are yours for the taking. Okay. So, arise, shine. I just want to kind of unpack what this means a little bit. For me, arising and shining, it just means wherever we are, to just step up and to become the people that God's called us to be in our sphere of influence. The manifest presence of Jesus shining. And putting right lives and atmospheres and systems and areas of governance where before sin and death had cast its shadow. Does that make sense? It's pretty simple, really. Okay, so in Luke 2, chapter 2, no, in Luke 2, verse 52, it says that Jesus continued to grow. Jesus, as an adult, continued to grow. So, like, my kind of challenge for us, every single one of us, is let's grow, man. Let's be lifelong learners. Let's never ever think that we've got it all together. You know, we've got the perfect theology. You know, we really know how to do this thing called church. Because if Jesus grew, the Son of God, he can continue to grow in favor, so it is an anointing, in his character and his wisdom, and his understanding about stuff, then we need to grow. And that means getting low. Getting humble. Saying to people, hey man, can you just teach me about this? I don't really get where you're coming from. I really want to learn from you. Or, hey dude, I want to honor you, what you're walking in. Will you just pray for me? I'd like an impartation. Or, hey, would you mind just like being accountable with me? And just picking me up on just like when my character kind of is a bit messed up? Or, hey, when you go to stuff, like, can I come with you? Do you know what I mean? I want to see how you do stuff. I want to talk to you about, like, the values that kind of I'm instilling in my business. Can I just check this through with you? Do you know what I mean? Let's continue to learn. We're in a community. Let's learn. Let's grow. One of the ways, I've said this before, but I just love it. It's what Bill Johnson says, because I love Bill. This is one of my top tips on growing and how it can arise and shine. If you want to kill giants, hang around a giant killer. So, I know have I said this before? Whatever, I'll say it again. David obviously killed a giant. Did you know there were 5 other giants killed in the Bible apart from Goliath? They were all killed by followers of David. So if you want to kill giants, hang around a giant killer. It's the nature of discipleship. Discipleship is basically pulling yourself, if I'm a discipler, especially pulling yourself out of someone. Does that make sense? So if I'm going to go, if I go and say to Helen, like, will you disciple me? It's not long before I'm going to be getting out my Strong's Concordance. I'm getting my little box of cards. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just the nature of discipleship. So those of you who have people who look up to you, you got to make sure that you're pulling the best of yourself out of them, not the worst. Shumba! There's a bomb. I mean, for me, this is like this is where I want to advertise something. Here it is. God is releasing in this hour Bob Jones, famous American prophet. He kind of, Bill Johnson sits kind of under him, regularly goes for him for prophetic like insight and advice. Mill Johnson prophesied earlier in the year that this year would be a year whereby the Book of Mystics would be released into the church. A lot of what kind of charismatic evangelicalism has really just kind of poo-pooed the whole kind of early supernatural movement that went on in the early church, the mystical stuff, the Desert Fathers, a lot of kind of like the Catholic monks, people like Francis of Assisi and stuff like that. They pushed into a lot of glory and they saw crazy stuff. And that's kind of just been... the baby of that has been thrown out in the bathwater and it's been restored to the church. So the whole thing, people glowing, you know, people kind of flying in the glory, people talking to animals. Do you know what I mean? Kind of crazy stuff, which happens when you become, when your relationship with God is in kind of perfect sync and your relationship with mankind and creation is all kind of in perfect sync. It's been restored. Anyway, there's a guy speaking at a conference called Jason Westerfield. He's on the Finger of God DVD, actually. This coming Thursday, and it goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's run by some guys called Emerge Wales. And I just really want to, and Godfrey Bertels leading the worship there, so it's going to be fun. But I just really want to say that if you want to push in, if you want to go and kind of humble yourself and kind of carve out some time, you want to push in to this new thing, which is kind of being released, which is actually an old thing, then I just want to say, just go to the new Mystics. I actually went to a Jason Westerfield thing, and he is just walking in just a whole nother level of stuff. He it rained inside the building in one of his meetings, and then he prophesied over, I went up to him, I said, dude, can I have an impartation at the end of one meeting that I kind of chased him down at? And he prophesied over me, and he said, and the confirmation of this word will be that you'll feel the wind of the Spirit blowing. And it was in a meeting like this, and I had my hands out, and suddenly, honestly, I'm telling the complete truth, a cold air started to rise, freezing cold air. And I put my hands out, and I was going, ah! I was like, I was shouting, like, in fear, because I've never felt anything. And he goes, this isn't the wind of the Spirit, this is the Spirit itself. My other friend came in, who was with me, he put his hands in and collapsed instantly. And then people were coming from all over who hadn't heard kind of the prophecy. And we went, what's going on? They saw that, like, kind of, our hands were out, and they went, what's going on like that? And they're going, oh, it's freezing cold. It's freezing cold. So it's the generation rising up who are walking in some crazy stuff, right? If you want kind of some comfort, like some of some, I don't really know, like some confirmation of his goodness. He's straight out of Bethel, or he's been out of Bethel for a few years now. But yeah, man. So that's if you want to pick up a flyer, I'll just leave them at the side. If you want to go to it, then go for it, and you'll just have a blast. You'll have a blast. I'll be going on Saturday. faithful in the small things. Let's be really faithful in the small things. At the moment, I'm pushing in. I'll just kind of share to like with you honestly. Like I'm pushing in. I'm saying, God, I really want to walk. I really want to walk in wisdom. I want to walk in the things that you've got planned for me. I don't want to miss it. You know, I want to know you. I want to know you as friend. And I feel like I'm kind of being challenged on stuff that I never would have been challenged before. Now, you know, I pick up litter now. Like, when no one's watching. And I feel like I have to. And that's fine. Because the Lord's picking me up on it. It's the spirit of holiness. It comes with the package. I see a bit of litter and the Lord's like, you're going to pick that up? It's my creation. I love it. I'm like, okay, I'll pick it up. It's cool. And I walk with the flipping half-drunk bottle of Coke for half a mile until I find a bin. Do you know what I mean? Also, McDonald's do this thing where... I don't know if you've seen it. Georgie, you'll know, won't you? Anki. The Grafhams love McDonald's more than like any family I know. They do this thing where you buy a coffee and you get a little sticker and you stick it on this thing that you can pull off and you collect 6 stickers, you get free coffee, right? So I used to get like just pull off a thing and if I like I'd see it's like a cup of like, you know, a used cup, I'd pull off the sticker and stick it on my own thing. Like, and I'd go into McDonald's, like, with my little, you know, if I wanted to go into McDonald's, and I have my little slip ready. And if I just saw, like, you know, some random, just, like, left cups of coffee, I'd get in there and swipe them and just be like, yeah, mate, that's my free coffee right there. And you just get, I just used to get loads of free coffees. Like, I would never pay for a coffee. And it was just so easy to collect. And then just one day, I felt like the Lord go, to be honest, David, like, I'd probably pay. Like, and I was like, oh, shabba, man. Like, So now, I don't skank free coffees. Like, but it's faithful in the small things, you know. I'm trying to be on time. I'm trying to be on time. Because it's about being faithful in the small things. He who's faithful in the small things will be entrusted with things of greater measure. Faithful in little things.
Shiggy diggy diggy.
All right. Another way to rise and shine and to really grow is, here's a little good one. Jesus, what is the key to the kingdom? What is the only gate to the kingdom? Come on, you almost answer that. Come on.
G.
What's the gate? What's the only gate to the kingdom? Jesus! That's right. Jesus is wisdom personified. So you want to find Jesus, pursue wisdom. So recently, I've just been reading the book of Proverbs. It's a little gem for you. All right. Arise, shine, you warrior bride. Do you know what? Jesus wants a passionate bride. He wants a bride that is like glowing and fully hardcore and just fully pure and without sin and that is so passionate. He wants a bride that is passionately in love with him, that's passionately adoring him. His bride's the church. He's looking for a bride that wants to worship desperately and that is passionate. So I want to say that one of the key things for us is to stay passionate, is to force ourselves to be passionate. It says in Revelation that if you're lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. You know, it's for us to stay passionate, to do things in our lives that our hearts may be just yearning for him. We force ourselves to never be like, yeah, whatever, I don't care about like God. Do you know what I mean? It's not my priority. So for me, the passion test is whether or not I can laugh and cry easily. That's when I know I'm passionate. So that's just for me personally. If I'm brought to tears easy about the things of the kingdom and the things of like God and stuff, and if I can laugh easily, I know I'm passionate. I know I'm in a passionate place. And if I'm numb and I'm like, I just don't feel, you know, then I know that something needs to change. And I'll just force myself to be passionate. And one of the ways in which that works is by giving. You give your money away. You force yourselves to give money. You get passionate. I'm just saying that's the deal. Last year, before I married Chloe, I gave away my whole month's wages. I'm not saying that as a big deal thing. I'm just saying because like I want to constantly be in a place of passion, and I know that that's connected to where my heart's at. If you want to be passionate, like if you want to be set on fire, go and sit in a fire. That's my second piece of advice. It's really easy if you see some people who are just burning, who are like kind of walking in something like some real joy of the Lord stuff that you just want. Go up to them and be like, will you pray for me? Can I have a bit of what you've got? Get low. Get humble. Chill out. We're family, you know? You want to get passionate? Go and sit in a passion fire. Shika ba ba ba. Also, it's also about staying passionate. It's really, really key. So I just really want to go for this. Please turn to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4 to 5. What time is it? Oh, that's all right. It's cool, man. I'm nearly done as well. Sorry? Cheers, dogs. All right. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 4. Is it up there? Tim, you're a star. I'll read my version. I don't even know what version you've got. NASB, it's the same. Yeah. Perfect. Yes, see, that's a connection right there. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. A Okay? So spiritual warfare is about destroying fortresses. Okay? What are these fortresses? We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God. And we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Ooh. Shabba, man. The battle's in here. This is where the battle lies, in our little noggins. There's a war right up there. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. So actually, when we prophesy into each other, that is warfare, because what we're doing is we're speaking into each other, into each other's warfare areas, into each other's brains. That's a spiritual gift, and that's what it's for, prophecy. Destroy a fortress that someone's built up, which stops themselves from getting to God. We are destroying speculations. So guys, let's watch our speculations. Let's not speculate too much, because we could be building a little fortress that keeps God out. So there's a fire tunnel going on. Everyone's going through. Everyone's getting whacked. I'm not getting whacked. Oh, that means God doesn't love me, or this isn't a move of the Spirit. That's a speculation right there. Little wall goes up. What does God think about that? God thinks you're a citizen of heaven. You're his kid. You've got access to every spiritual gift, every spiritual blessing. You're seen in heavenly places. You're royalty. You're loved. You're a supernatural being. Do you know what I mean? So let's warfare up here. Let's fill our minds on truth, and let's prophesy over each other, and let's nurture the prophetic gifts that have been laid in us. I just want to say to you, when I say arise, shine this morning, that there are people in here who have been carrying prophetic words for years, and God is telling you this morning that he still honors what was spoken. Take hold of what God thinks of us and let it fill our brains. Let it determine the way we do life, the way we organize our finances, the way we prioritize our time, the way we prioritize where we want to go on holiday or what our dreams are. So for me, I write down, like, every prophetic word that's been given to me that's really, like, resonated and thought, you know, there's grace on that, and I want to kind of keep hold of that. And what I'll do is, if I feel like I'm in a passionless place, if I feel like, God, where are you? I'll get my little book out. I'll sit in my lounge. I won't have the capacity, the mental capacity to read the Bible, maybe. And I'll just be like, I just feel so low. And I'll read the prophetic words spoken over me. God thinks this about 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 me. Okay, cool. Something's changed. I can now kind of, do you know what I mean? I can keep going. God is passionately in love with every single one of us. We're the head, not the tail. We're called to great and mighty things. Let's walk in it. Let's be passionate. Let's enjoy that. Let's enjoy the truths about who we are. Let's have fun. Let's, like, get truth so much in us. Let's just get him so much in us that we can't help but be happy. You know, I don't jump around, I don't worship, I don't go, yeah, God, because, like, I force myself to. I can't help it. It just goes. But I put the time in. I put the hours in. He's looking for intimacy. He's looking for those who will abide in the vine. Who will learn to rest. Who will learn to soak in him. To spend time just getting to know him. And just saying, hey, God, what are the things you like? What are the things you don't like? What do you see in me? What are you thinking at the moment, God? What do you want for this church? What do you want for Maidenhead? I'll tell you what I want. I don't want David. I don't want you skanking those McDonald's things anymore. Cool, man. Guys, I just want to say that I just love you loads. And I hope that this morning like wasn't kind of just too much kind of me just, you know, teaching grandma how to suck eggs. But that's what I just felt like I should share, you know. Arise, shine, you warrior bride. Dream impossible dreams. Set impossible goals for your lives, you know, for the things that you're involved in. You know, what are your goals for, you know, your family life, for your work life, you know, for your various spheres of influence? What do you want to see and hear? Set impossible goals, because natural goals, they don't line up with who God is. Have you read the Bible? It's pretty impossible, the whole thing, like what happens in there. It's regularly like just ridiculous. It defeats reason and logic. It's like, it doesn't make any sense. God's like, no, Gideon, that's too many. I'll chop it down. No, that's still too many. I'll chop it down. No, Gideon, that's still too many. Yeah, I want you to go into battle with, like, you know, hardly any people, because that's really impossible, and that basically gives me a whole bunch of glory. His ways are not our ways. Whoa, Shaka. Shiggity-giddy. So, arise, shine, you warrior bride. Live in intimacy. Shall I give a little overview? I'll give a little recap, and then we'll finish. Let's do that. John, why don't you come up, have a little play, make me sound that little bit more holy. Yeah. Spirit of God's really here when you play, man. Gets all thick. Shikabas. All right, so God is doing absolutely amazing things in the world at this time. We're living in the most amazing time in human history. At our fingertips, we have like access to the prayers and live sacrifice of many, many people over the years. And we can claim it in this time. He's calling us to do great and marvelous things. And to this congregation, he is saying, arise, shine, you warrior bride. Arise, shine, you warrior bride. It doesn't matter if you're young or old. It doesn't matter if you know it all or you don't know nothing. Jesus loves you. And he grew, so must we. You want to kill giants? Hang around a giant killer. Be faithful in the small things. Pursue holiness. Pursue wisdom, because Jesus is wisdom personified, and he's the gate to the kingdom. Stay passionate. Nurture the prophetic, and win the battle for your brain. And dream impossible dreams. Shaka ba 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 ba. And you know what? It's not by might. It's not by strength. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord. It's by his spirit. Let's never get into programs or like, you know, let's do it this way. Let's do the ABC gospel Christianity, you know. Let's pursue his spirit. I just want to say one last thing. You know this Hebridean revival? These two little ladies who prayed, they got in this guy called Duncan Campbell, and they started praying. They started this prayer meeting, and, you know, they left the prayer meeting, and all over the streets, they found people who just on their knees praying and repenting. They'd encountered God. The Spirit of God had descended in the region. It wasn't by doing, like, a good church program or anything like that. It was about people just being hungry and praying and pushing in for impossible things. Because God's God. We're not. The Azusa Street Revival, the Shekinah glory was poured out by 10 people saying, we want God, we want a baptism of the Holy Spirit. They gathered together and they pushed in for 10 days solid. They were just hungry. They were passionate. And you know what? It birthed basically one of the biggest revivals that changed the world. It birthed Pentecostalism, as we see it, as it is known in this day. What is God calling us to? What are we called to warfare? Let's not waste our lives. We've got one life. Let's live it. Let's not get sucked in just to the mundane stuff of just kind of like, you know, doing this and doing this and doing this and just letting that be it. You know? Life is fine and life is great. And I love just the simplicity of life and just enjoying creation, enjoying friends and everything like that. But there's so much more. Let's stand. Can we like just hold hands? I love the cheese. Let's hold hands, please. We'll have a nice cheese kebab. Let's just welcome the Holy Spirit, because it's Him. It's Him. It's His glorious presence. Shakara ba 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 ba. Right now, just receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. The Father says, if you ask for a bread, if you ask for bread or a fish, I would never give you a snake or a roll. How much more would the Father love to give the Holy Spirit to His kids who ask? Shakara ba 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 ba. Holy Spirit, I just want to just pray for an intoxication, a fresh filling of your love. Shakara ba 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 ba. For those who want it, I just want to just pray you possess them right now. Shakara ba ya da ba ba ba. Holy Ghost, we welcome you. We welcome you. We honor your presence. Shakadara, we just want to just pray more. Shakadara, for people who have got like sickness in their bodies right now, we just release healing. Holy Spirit, release your healing power. Shakaraba, sakadara, ba 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 ba. And I just want to pray for every heart right now, Father, that you will just fill it with your courage, fill it with your light, fill it with your love, fill it with your strength, God, fill it with your hope, God. Fill it with faith, God. Fill it with passion, God. For people who have been passionless, I pray for passion filled, Father. I pray for people who have had prophetic words spoken over them and they've been laid dormant. I pray they'll pick them up right now in the name of Jesus. Arise, shine, you warrior bride. Arise, shine, you warrior bride. Arise, shine. Arise, shine. Jesus wants the town of Marlow for His inheritance. He didn't go to the cross so we could just do church. He wants it. He wants the people. He loves the people. Holy Spirit, I just pray you just burn in us, burn in every single heart. Father, may we never be passionless. Burn in us, consume us with your love, consume us with just a desperation to see the things of heaven invade earth, Lord, to see broken lives renewed and healed. For justice to reign. Father, save us from ever being lukewarm. Man, He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves you. Just right now, I just want to just receive the Father's love. He wants to minister to you. Love, love, love. Wave after wave of love. Just receive it by faith. If you don't feel love, just receive it. You are loved. Because He is love. Whoa. Oh, Jesus. Father, I just want to pray for people who feel like they do not have any joy in their life. Father, I just release joy to them. Holy Spirit, just release joy. A season of laughter. Shaka da da ba 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 ba. I just release a season of laughter with those people who have just felt just numb and just unable to laugh. Laughing at inappropriate moments. I just release that right now in Jesus' name. And Father, I just want to just pray for the leaders of this congregation. I just want to thank you for them. Shaka Baba. And Holy Spirit, I just really want to just pray for blueprints. Blueprints about what it means to be like, what it means to be your church in this town at this time. Shaka ba 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 ba. Yaka da ra ba ya ra ba 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 ba.